Good morning, family, depending on where you are listening from. I hope everyone is doing well. I am, by the grace of God. But the word that he put on my heart and mind today to give to you is coming from Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And all that's saying is that, you know how we have our former lives, you know, ratchet, sinful, and, you know, just rebellious, right? But once we give our will over to him, and I should have read 12:1 because you can't have 12:1 without 12:2. So Romans 12:1 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So it's saying, like, when we finally get tired, right, and we give our will over to him, and we do a whole 180, not a 360. Because a 360, it take us back to what we was, which is ratchet, you know, rebellious, right? So we do a 180. And we give our bodies over to him, meaning, you know, we stop sinning, basically, whatever that sin is. And we begin to change. And he said, that's our reasonable service in 12:1, right? Romans 12:1. And then it goes to Romans 12:2. As we, it's like in stages, as we give our body over, our mind will follow. It will automatically follow. And how do we prove that? Because I know a lot of people get confused. Like, what do we mean by, you know, if I renew my mind, that I will prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? You're doing it. Like, your family, friends, co-workers knew you as being ratchet before, sinful, rebellious, right? And you began to transform. Therefore, you began to renew your mind. And as we do that, God will reveal through our changing, which is proving to people that he is God and can change and do anything, to someone that is super ratchet, someone that is super sinful, someone that is super rebellious. We thinking that there's no hope for these kind of people, but it is. As we give our will over to him, as we give our ratchetness, our sinful nature over to him, he begins to renew our bodies. He begins to renew our minds. And that's proven to the world that he is God, one, and that he will reveal what your will is in him if we continue to walk in the newness of life, in the newness of our minds, in the newness of our bodies. It's proven to the world who he is and how he can do supernatural things to the most wretched person. And as we walk with him, we keep our minds renewed, we keep our bodies holy, he will eventually, you and I will walk right into the will of God. And that's proving to the world how, you know, we can be transformed, literally. So that's all that's saying. But we got to start with our bodies first and start then our minds. Renew how God sees you. He wants to use you. He loves us. He wants to prove to the world that if my children do this, I will reveal to them, and you will see my good and perfect will in them. That's what that means. So I encourage you to have God help you to renew your mind and to give your body over to him, which is a living sacrifice. We know, but we can be holy. Not perfect, but we can be holy to a point where he can really use us and renew us, renew everything about us. Sometimes that will scare you. Like, this is me? When I used to be this is me? Oh yeah, he will. So these are words of encouragement from the Lord today. And I hope you take them and use them and just keep going day by day, making your life better so that you can run right into the will of God for your life. And if haven't anyone told you that they love you today, I love you so much. But God loves you more. And if you haven't given your life over to Jesus for the free pardon of your sins, all you have to do is believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that the Father raised him from the dead, and repent from your sins and you shall be saved. The only thing that is left is to be dipped in the water. In the water. And I pray that once you come up and out from being baptized, that the Spirit of God rests upon you like never before. May the Lord go with all of us, as this day we will never see again, but we make this day the best day that we can ever make it. In Jesus' name, until we speak again, I and God loves you and love one another.